Random House Audio presents Mr. Peanut by Adam Ross. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Where am I in the web of jealousy that trembles at every human movement? What detectives we have to be. Harold Brodkey. I went back upstairs and looked at my wife and felt and checked her pulse on her neck and determined or thought that she was gone. I became or thought that I was disoriented and the victim of a bizarre dream. Statement from Dr. Sam Shepard taken at the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office, Cleveland, Ohio, July 10, 1954, after consultation with his attorneys. When David Pepin first dreamed of killing his wife, he didn't kill her himself. He dreamed convenient acts of God. At a picnic on the beach, a storm front moved in. David and Alice collected their chairs, blankets, and booze, and when the lightning flashed, David imagined his wife lit up, her skeleton distinctly visible as in a children's cartoon, Alice then collapsing into a smoking pile of ash. He watched her walk quickly across the sand, the tallest object in the wide open space. She even stopped to observe the piling clouds. "Some storm," she said. He tempted fate by hubris. In his mind, he declared, "I, David Pepin, am wiser and more knowing than God, and I, David Pepin, know that God shall not, at this very moment, on this very beach, Jones Beach, strike my wife down." God did not. David knew more. And in their van, when the rain came so densely it seemed they were in a car wash, he boasted of his godliness to Alice, asked rhetorically if a penis this large and this erect, thus exposed, could be anything but divine. And he made love to his wife.